All right, the big blow is going into Florida.
Seriously.
Work its way up the coast.
The evacuations have been underway. 2 million people evacuating. It's quite a feat.
They said, well, in some areas, 11-plus million people have been asked to evacuate. A 2 million mandatory evacuation.
Mm-hmm.
Mandatory. And the governor of Florida, Rick Scott, was like, this storm will kill you.
Mm-hmm. They were explaining, you know, the force of these winds to people who potentially have never been through something like this, and how small rocks can act like boulders in terms of being, you know, small debris can kill somebody. And they were being very, very direct about what this storm can do.
Yeah. Shepherd's
and yet, not everyone is evacuated.
Isn't that
right?
Strange.
Yeah.
They
I mean,
said they won't punish people, though, because the storm will be punished enough.
Gee.
That's true. That is true. People who tried to...
Not mincing words, those officials in Florida.
This is what Shepard Smith said on Fox News Channel earlier.
Man, Folly Beach after Hurricane Hugo. We spent the night in Mount Pleasant in the back of a satellite truck, and there were so many trees down all around us that you couldn't go anywhere for days. They had to cut residents out of their houses. There were so many trees. It was like a Lincoln Log village. As far as you could see, there were no tops on any trees. All the tops of all the trees for miles and miles and miles were gone. And those had been used as missiles, and they'd gone through windows and knocked out walls and ended up in people's beds. That's what happened in Hugo. It was not as strong as this storm. This storm is stronger than Hugo was. Get out.
That's a great way to put it.
Now, he said it turns rocks into bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And trees into missiles. One of the most jarring things I have ever seen in the aftermath of this was after Andrew in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We landed in Miami and we're driving south through Homestead, Florida, toward the Keys. And this was months after the storm. And there was all these sticks in the ground,
mm-hmm.
these gigantic poles in the ground, and like telephone poles. And I'm like, what in the... And I turned to the guy who was driving, and I said, what is that? And he lived down there. And he goes, those are palm trees. And I said, well, where's the skin? Where are the fronds? All gone, all blown off by the storm. The skin itself, so these things were bare, and, you know, what is a palm tree, 30, 40 feet tall?
Yeah,
it
could be
right?
Higher than that, sure.
I
mean,
I cannot believe I saw the exact same thing on my way to Key West.
It was creepy, wasn't it?
It looked like a fire.
Yeah.
Because they were black.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. More unbelievable is that I saw the same thing you saw. That is really weird.
Were you in the car with me?
Were we in
Did
Key
we,
West?
Were we married?
You know what? Let's not talk about
Did you
Key
guys
West.
Date?
I was with my,
were you that guy
I
in
was
Key West?
With my wife at the time. I think,
a lot
I don't
of things
think,
happening
I don't think
in
you
Key
were
West.
My wife, were you?
Because it was like, what, the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh my
it was.
Yeah, late 90s. Yeah,
maybe it was a weird night in a Key West bar.
Oh. Yeah, you know what goes on in Key West stays in Key West.
I think that's
all
true.
I have to
Holy
say.
Crap! All right, but here's a man who has just gone down there, and he went down there yesterday to hunker down and stay in his home down there in the middle of all of this. And this is, I think, one of the smartest people I know, one of the smartest people any of us know,
mm-hmm.
Ron Majors. And I know you're retired, Ron. I know that
you're looking for excitement, but this seems extreme.
Yeah, I have to question you on this. Why are you? Why? First of all, you are is sort of somewhere between Miami and Fort Lauderdale, so you're a little
I'm just
bit
south of Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, so you're a little on the weaker side of where this thing's really going to hit. They're thinking more like Palm Beach, but you're still going to get 60, 70, 80 mile an hour winds. Have you ever gone through a hurricane?
Actually, I went through tropical storm force winds about 70 miles an hour on a boat in a marina in the Bahamas years ago. And we're going to be luckier than that now. But I just watched the 5 o'clock update from the National Hurricane Center. And the core of the storm is going to stay a little offshore from us, where I am just south of Fort Lauderdale. The worst we're going to get is between 8 and midnight tonight. We might get sustained winds of 40 miles an hour and maybe gusts to 50, and that's about it, along with some rain from the outer bands. But the worst of the storm is still going to skim by Palm Beach, which is just a little north of here. And the areas of real danger now are from Palm Beach the rest of the way, all the way up the coast, of Florida to Georgia. And, you know, that includes Melbourne and Cape Canaveral and even Jacksonville.
Yeah.
If the storm stays on this course, we're still hoping that the core will stay just enough offshore that the coastline will stay on the, as you point out, the lesser side of the storm. The left-hand side of that storm is the lesser side. The stronger stuff is now facing the Atlantic. But there's still going to be a significant storm surge. Hurricane warnings are still up. Evacuations are still being either recommended or, in some cases, in low-lying areas, very coastal areas, mandatory. But Miami and Fort Lauderdale dodged a bullet.
So, well, that's good news because obviously there's going to be some damage here. And this is the kind of stuff that FEMA, it's going to be expensive. You know, we hope and pray not in loss of life, but in certainly property damage. And the United States, you know, it's expensive for not just the people that it happens to, but the taxpayers, right? I mean, it's a very, very different, difficult.
It is. And one of the things they keep pointing out down here is that while coastal residents seem to be the ones in the most danger, every decade, hurricanes kill more people in Florida from inland flooding than from the events right along the coastline.
Yeah.
What we forget is even after they make landfall, they continue to produce tremendous amounts of rain, and then all those rivers and creeks in the inland areas start to flood, and it becomes a real problem. So what they're really concerned about on the northern side is not just the coastline, but remember, Universal Studios and Disney have already shut down. They shut down, I think, about noon today,
right,
and they're not going to be open tomorrow. They're hoping it gets past them for Saturday, but, you know, that's clear almost across the state from
right.
the Atlantic
40,
side.
It's I think 60 miles, right, from the coast,
yeah,
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And because of the sheer amount of raining, and I know you and I talked a little bit earlier today, there is a there's another part of this feature of this storm, and Mr. Skilling has been talking about it with us. There's another outside the hurricane. There's another gigantic wind field and rain making weather system that sits, you know, sort of at the, now it's moving, but it was between the noon and 3 o'clock position on the radial. If you looked at this, the turning, you know, this round hurricane as it was barreling counterclockwise toward Florida. Now that part of the storm is actually moving inland, which I don't think that they anticipated was going to happen. And it's almost like a whipsaw effect. And that's happening. You're getting weather there now, aren't you?
We are. We've had some of the outer rain bands have reached us. We've had gusts up to 35 miles an hour. And the other interesting thing is if you go farther out in the Atlantic from this storm, there's another hurricane.
Oh,
Hurricane
gosh.
Nicole is right behind this one and is going to have some influence on where Matthew ends up. At the moment, they're tracking Matthew right along the east coast of Florida, right straight up to Georgia. Then it makes a right-hand loop and heads back over the Bahamas and back toward Florida again.
Yeah.
As a much weaker system later next week. But the concern is what happens to Hurricane Nicole that's farther out in the Atlantic.
Mm.
Will it push this way and join up, or will there be some other?
Then you get that perfect storm,
like
from that movie, The Perfect Storm, which is based on an actual real storm. That occurred that was this literally the meeting of two hurricanes that got together.
Mm.
Yeah, and my speaking of other storms, my next door neighbor here in where I am survived Superstorm Sandy in a house on Long Island where he had just put in a generator and he thought, well, you know, my house got a generator, I'm going to ride this out. He ended up on the third floor of his house in Superstorm Sandy, and the water was on the second floor.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. That
so,
just shows you.
Yeah, can I ask you a question? I don't know, seriously. Because, I know that, you know, my former in-laws had a house in the Keys. This is where I was going when you
hung
homestead.
Out with Judy.
Yeah, when Judy and I were married. and it was a three-story house, and there was a water line from the hurricane that had gone through there, late season hurricane. It was actually even later than this. I think it was end of October into November. And the water line there in the Keys was anybody in that house would have drowned, would have died.
Mm-hmm.
And this was maybe 30 feet would have been the water line, 30 straight feet up, right, in a house. So think about think about what you're doing here, Ron. You are a legend, Ron.
We need you.
We can't have you lost in a situation like this.
And I remember this, too. I covered tropical storms in the Gulf when I spent some time in Houston in broadcasting. And I remember interviewing a lot of people who chose to stay back during the storm and said, no, we're going to ride this one out. You know, this is it. We're going to be okay. We've lived through these before. And I distinctly remember interviewing these men who said they were going to do that. And later they were standing on top of their house. Yeah. Praying for the Coast Guard, the helicopters. They were waving their white, you know, sheets or whatever they had, trying to say, hey, rescue me. Here I am.
Yeah. And there is still the possibility for some of that from about Palm Beach north on up to Georgia, because this really is, as you've seen in all the TV coverage, this is such a huge storm. The other, if you want to look for the silver lining in this, it doesn't look like Matthew has any chance now of running up the East Coast and hitting the Northeast. Hmm. So that, you know, a week ago that was a significant concern.
Now it's going to turn around and hit Florida again. I said this yesterday, and I believe this to be true, that if it does, if it goes in at Mar-a-Lago, and then it turns around and hits it again, that is clearly a sign from God. Mm-hmm. That is God saying, listen. I'm doing this to show you something. I won't speak directly to you, interpret what you will, but I've hit Mar-a-Lago with the same storm twice.
It'd be hard not to interpret that.
Yeah, but remember, President Obama and Hillary Clinton have already had to cancel trips to Florida because of the storm.
Twice!
Oh, that's not equal then.
No. No.
Twice!
Listening.
All right. There we go. Okay. Well, stay safe. I don't know what you're doing. I mean, you know, I called him earlier today, and his wife picked up the phone, and I'm like, why is she picking up the phone? That was my first thought was, what happened to Ron? Because you know he's got a little over the bend since he retired. You know, with the beard and the whole thing.
You know, here's the truth. I don't know what happens in storms with electrical stuff. But the phone rang, and I said, no, you touch it.
Yeah, I know. Right.
I'm retired.
Right, so she picks up the phone. She goes, hello, Ro. And I'm like, yeah, is he okay? Yeah, no, he's sitting right here. And I said, where are you? And she's like, we're in Florida. I'm like, what? And she's level-headed. See, that's the thing. She's like really smart and level-headed mm-hmm. and like a, you know, mm-hmm. highly educated and smart. And apparently Ron has done something to himself here. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to check in with you tonight and then tomorrow. We'll talk to you on the show again tomorrow if you're still around.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we'll still be around. We're good now. I think the worst is going to be fine here.
Unless this thing turns left right now. Do not let that happen. I mean, I would. You know me. I would be. I'd be in Alaska right now if I were you.
I would too. I'd be so scared.
But not you. But no, that's where you are. All right. All right. We'll
Thanks
talk later.
For checking
Thank you,
in
Ron.
With us, Ron.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Ron Majors in near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, right now. It's a storm mm-hmm. is about to make landfall in South Florida.
It's about to hit the Bahamas within the hour, according to the National Hurricane Center.
Well, Freeport, the Bahamas. Freeport, already went through Nassau.
Freeport in the Bahamas is where it's eye of Hurricane Matthew is right now.
Yes. And a lot of damage in Nassau, they think. It'll be interesting to see what happened at Atlantis, which is a great resort.
A huge resort. I've never been there, but I've heard that's
I went there.
Fabulous.
Oh, it's great. It's awesome. Laziest river ever. The laziest of lazy rivers.
It's actually
not so lazy. That river runs at about 40 miles an hour.
That
river runs like the Dan Ryan. You have to be very, very concerned about that. You know what I mean?
Right now it is, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.